At the time of Mary's execution, England was in the middle of a full-fledged war with Spain in the Netherlands. By 1588, the Spanish king, Philip II, was gathering an armada of ships. Spain had allied itself with Portugal, Italy, and the Netherlands, combining to create a powerful fleet of some 130 ships. The English, in comparison, only had 23 warships, 18 smaller sailing ships, and a military force of untrained soldiers who had to pay for their own gunpowder. Using espionage, and with more than a small amount of luck, the English managed to transform inevitable defeat into victory. How? Walsingham intercepted a letter that provided many of the details of the planned invasion of England. Immediately, preparations began to protect the coasts that the Spanish were most likely to attack. On May 28, 1588, an armada of 130 ships left Lisbon, Portugal, destined for Plymouth. Among those on board were over 17,000 well-trained Spanish soldiers and over 180 Catholic priests. On July 19th, the Spanish fleet was spotted off the coast of England. Elizabeth had sent her own fleet of 50 ships under the command of Lord Charles Howard and Sir Francis Drake. Although the English were outnumbered, they had the advantage of possessing smaller, more maneuverable ships along the treacherous English coast. The English attacked on July 29th in what has become known as the Battle of Gravelines. They began by sending 8 burning ships full of explosives straight at the Spanish armada, which scattered in panic. The English warships then pursued the scattered remnants in a divide-and-conquer strategy. The day after this battle, the Spanish sailed away from the English coast, closely pursued by the English, who prevented the Spanish from reorganizing their fleet for another attack. During their retreat, the Spanish armada was caught in a hurricane, and several ships, along with over 5,000 men, were lost at sea. The defeat of the Spanish armada in 1588 was to be the last major intelligence contribution of Sir Francis Walsingham. Upon his death in 1590, Walsingham was replaced by the son of his mentor, Sir Robert Cecil. It was Cecil who would manage to uncover and block the last major Catholic plot against the English crown, the notorious gunpowder plot of 5 November 1605.